British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Ladies and welcome to the show. This is K-pop DevOps with Eric Nam, and today we have a very special guest. We have a catching up episode with our good friend, Miss Amber Lou. Hello.
Hello, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. I saw you yesterday too.
I saw you yesterday.
We had a really long shoot day. It was great.
Long day.
But it was great.
Very long day. Yes.
Hey, I love spending time with you. I don't like spending time with you. I like spending time with our friends.
Amber came in for that, and we're now doing a podcast.
Yeah.
So thanks for making time.
No.
You're like super busy.
Anything for you.
Let's talk about you. Yeah. You're here.
Okay. Yes.
We're here.
Yes.
First of all, congratulations.
No.
Congratulations. For multiple things. You are now finished with the contract with SM. You are an independent artist. Yes. So first of all, congratulations on being done with the contract. That was a long period of time.
Yes.
10, 11 years?
Yeah, 11 years.
That's a long ass time.
Thank you.
And you're done.
I'm done. Yes.
Yeah. How did it feel to be finally done with that contract?
No, I honestly, it's a really hard decision because, SM, that's where I started.
Right.
And, I love the girls. The FX girls and all the friends and the really really the bonds that I've made throughout the years, and I kept going back and forth for in the past couple of years because I honestly didn't know what I wanted and I didn't want to leave the fam, but I think as I was growing up, I think my goals just kind of shifted, and now that I'm older in Korea, I'm 29 now.
Woo!
So, and then the new generation of
idols
and these kids are just so talented. I'm just like, I'm old and I have trouble walking.
It's a lie. You're still so fit and active.
You are trying.
The Nike spokeswoman. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I'm just trying. And yeah, so it's just kind of like I didn't know what to do, and I think after a long time of thinking and talking with a lot of people, I just kind of felt like I wanted to just explore me as a person.
Yeah.
And I think it was time for me to kind of step back from that kind of spotlight. There's so many things that I miss with the girls, we practice together. It's like, I'm pretty sure as a solo artist, this too. It's like, it's kind of lonely.
Yeah.
Kind of scared. We have our people around us, but, on stage, it's just eyes on us.
Right.
And, it's
different.
It's a little sad.
It's a little lonely.
But, I actually just came back from having coffee with Crystal. So, we still all keep in touch. I think we keep in touch actually a lot more now.
Now that you're not officially working together.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but I think there definitely is going to be a day where we might come back together.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But as for now, I think we're just just do your thing.
Right. Here's a question. Actually, I think I personally, as a fan of FX, I always had wanted to see more FX.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of fans were like, why isn't there more?
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's a proper answer for that or anything, but what do you think? Why do you think there was not more FX?
There are so many moving parts, especially even if you're in the same company, same group, have the same managers, there's still so many moving parts.
Right.
Even if I wanted to do it, someone else might not want to do it.
Right.
Not to say that that was the situation.
Right.
I'm just saying that, you have to have a unanimous decision together.
Right.
And then also there's the company, the label, the managers. There are so many people that have to green light a single project. But, you know, I just want to let the fans know and let you know, like, you know, our hearts, me and the bandmates, all our hearts have always been like, let's do FX.
Right.
Let's do FX. And I think when, you know, when we feel like it's the right time and the business is okay as well, I think we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I think that's, you know, a very valid point. I think the other thing is FX is a group where every individual member always had something going on for herself as well.
Yeah.
Like a lot of groups, they just try to keep them locked down so everybody just moves as one.
Yeah.
But you guys were that group where like you're always doing like a lot of yenung.
Yeah.
A lot of reality shows and your solo stuff.
Yeah.
Crystal was doing a lot of acting and modeling and like all this other. Luna was always doing musicals. Like it, people were just busy.
Yeah. Victoria wasn't even in the country.
Yeah. She's always shooting dramas in China. Yeah. So, yeah, I think for people who don't know you guys as well, it might have been like, why aren't they doing it?
But just to make it very clear, FX is not broken up.
There you go.
It is not broken up. We are still together. We will always be together. Just know that. Remember that. All our Miyus out there, we love you.
Go ahead and tattoo that on your left arm.
Please don't do that. Unless you really want to, then I can't stop you. But if you want to.
Do you have a favorite FX song?
So I always forget that I love this song. And Crystal actually texted me while I was in the States. And she was like, I love this song. And I'm like, wait, I love this song too. But I've always said like in the Pink Tape album, there's a song called Airplane. Super dope. I love that song. Mm-hmm. But in our Four Walls album, there's a song called Rude Love. Rude Love is a bop. I think vocally, not to toot my own horn, but me and the girls, we all sound great in it. And when we performed it, like at our concert, it was like really high energy.
Okay.
So that, I think, honestly, dude, the Four Walls album is just solid. Sorry, guys. It's just solid. It's just solid. All the writers out there, the producer, you know, SM, good job. Good job.
Great album. Great album.
And girl, us too. Good job. Yeah, Pat.
Good job, girls.
Yeah, I'm patting myself right now. Yes.
Good job, girls. You guys killed it. You guys killed it. So let's go a little bit before SM. You grew up and you were born in LA.
Yes.
And then you came to Korea when you were how old?
15.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Was that crazy to you? Do you remember those days?
Yeah.
That's already like 14 years ago or so. 13?
Yeah. Wow. It's like almost like half my life.
Yeah.
Almost.
Isn't that insane?
Wow. Yeah.
Like, and you have to say that like when you came here, there weren't a lot of international people here either, especially in music. It was probably FX, like you and Victoria are probably the only like Chinese.
Yeah, one of the very few.
Yeah. And then it was only after that was like there was Faye and
Gia
and Miss A.
Yeah. I miss them.
Yeah.
I actually saw Gia in Shanghai when I was when I was performing there in September.
Oh, okay.
And we just were like, oh, you haven't changed. Like, you haven't changed either. We're just always stupid. But yeah, like, it was really, really, I want to say that, you know, it was hard back then because there weren't as many, like, foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
But they're definitely, like, I you know, when you meet the generation before us, I even, like, talked with Boa. So, Boa, the Nuna. The queen of all K-pop. Yes. Stan the queen. When she would even talk about the industry when she debuted, it's like, whoa, how did you survive that? So, you know, like, I think even though I think that I had a hard time, you know, I wonder what the generation right now after us, like, I'm pretty sure even your quote unquote line of, of, you know, music, there was definitely your own like struggles, because I feel like with up to like I think up to FX maybe like 2000 like 11 12 the internet wasn't as huge, and then I think when you debuted, that's when all these things were happening with like survival shows and stuff, and then when I talk with a lot of the other my other juniors, they have like a whole set of different problems, so I'm just like, wow, this is kind of crazy. But then again, I'm like, oh, this is life.
Life is hard. But.
Yeah, sorry. That tangented off into some really weird stuff. But yeah, it was really interesting because there wasn't a lot of foreigners here. And it did feel a little lonely here and there.
Yeah.
But just to sugarcoat it. But I think what's so cool about now is that, I don't know, I don't want, again, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I always told myself, I think when I get older, and as I get older, I want to create a community of you know, to say if like, if one friend didn't have a place to go because, you know, they weren't from Korea, they didn't want to go back to their dorm or something. Like maybe I can open up my place as a safe haven.
Right.
You know, and you know, that's when I like met like Peniel and, you know, I met you and I met like Ailey. And like, I think that community just slowly just started to like grow and grow and grow. And then now, oh yeah, James too. James. I miss James. But yeah, like it's grown and like every time I come back to Korea, because for the past 2 years, I've been really back and forth, half-half. I'm slowly seeing that like who I introduced to who, they have been hanging out and they have been like, you know, getting closer. And it's really just like, I'm just like, oh, I'm so proud of myself.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
No, but you're one of those few people who are really, really like very open with the people that you like and you care about.
Yeah.
You don't, what do you say? How do you say like,
you don't hold back.
You don't hold back when it comes to like giving or opening up. Like, I feel like it was always astounding to me that like you, like people are always at your house.
Yeah.
Just like random people. Like, I'm sure they're your great friends, but I'm just like, who are these people? But you have so many friends who just even aren't celebrities who live in Korea, but like you've taken them under your wing to just like help them assimilate and to get used to Korean life and culture, introduce them to people. That's like an incredible skill and a very generous thing for you to be doing.
No.
Because honestly, I don't got the patience for that. Like, I wish I could. I'm just like...
I don't know. I just think like, for me, because I know that feeling of how it feels to be alone. Yeah. It's like this, you know, there's some people that are like, you know, you need to go through the same thing that I went through to learn. Mm-hmm. I still feel like in some ways teaching someone, teaching someone to experience something can be different and be like supported with love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, cause when I was here alone, I had no one to talk to.
Yeah.
Like, cause no one would understand. And like, I was obviously really young and my peers were also really young.
Yeah.
So we would obviously not know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, luckily I was able to meet some people. I met a lot of bad people. And, you know, after going through all that, I'm like, if I were to meet someone that's younger than me or like that's new, why make them go through all that crazy, like mental, like war? I don't even know the word to say, like that craziness to make them find the answer that I can just tell them right now.
Right.
Because like, it's not like, hey, this is the answer. Here you go. It's more like, hey, I've done this. And for right now, this is what works for me. Just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And I think that direction is very, very helpful because, you know, it does save a lot of time and heartache to just be all like, hey, this is what happens. It's also going to be really, really hard, but also know that there's this and this option for you to, you know, have a solution.
Right.
You know,
right. No, I think that's great. I think it's because I remember you would introduce me to some people and then at some point they'd be gone.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what happened to that person?
Yeah,
and I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, of course.
Just because you're introducing me to them as your friend.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, I got a little weird vibes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, that person wasn't. Mm-mm. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, my whole philosophy with, you know, people that screw you over or, you know, that take advantage of you, you have like, you have two things. You're going to feel obviously angry. And then you can, but you can also feel like, oh, I learned something. And I try to always control my temper and my anger and my, like, you know, my hateful, like, revengeness or whatever you want to call it. And I was like, no, I learned something. I know I can't avoid this because people are people. In the end, everybody's trying to grind. Everybody's trying to make something work. And, you know, I could hold on to the hate and never forgive them and like, and just like cut them out of my life. But to be really honest, I'm just at a place of like, I'm pretty sure you had your reasons. I know you're not going to tell me. You know, I pity some of those people. Because Eric, you know this too. If you're just straight up with me, if you make a huge mistake like, and you like you hurt me, I'm just like, hey, it's going to take time for us to like, you know, get that trust back. But I'm open to it as long mm-hmm. as we're trying. Mm-hmm. You know, and say for me, like I when I make a mistake, I would hope that whoever I hurt would give me that second chance mm-hmm. as well. Because in the end, we're all human. We all make mistakes. And dude, we're dumb kids. Dude, again, I came here when I was 15. I spent the last of my high school years, my early 20s and mid 20s all here.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to make mistakes. Of course I'm going to be stupid. Of course I'm going to act a fool.
Right.
But I don't think that I've seen a lot of people just get screwed over so badly and they're just hurt by it forever. And it's just like, man, and it ends up killing their potential. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think sucks.
Right.
And that's why, you know, and honestly, sometimes my positivity could be a little bit overboard, mm-hmm. but I'd rather be positive than negative about a situation.
That's fair. That's fair. So, I mean, you know, you got here, you're very, I guess, lonely for some bits of it, mm-hmm. I guess. You have a good community of friends here. Mm-hmm. What was it like, I guess, recently, kind of over the past few years, kind of resettling back into LA? Mm-hmm. Where you hadn't lived for over 10 years, yeah. right? So you're going back. This is a personal fear of mine. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know when, if, or how, like, what my career looks like, but I'm pretty sure at some point I'll probably have to work a lot more in the States.
Yeah.
And spend a lot more time there. And one thing for me is, like, I know that when I have to move over there, I'm nervous that I have to make new friends. Mm-hmm. I have to live in a new city. Mm-hmm. I have to make a new life. Mm-hmm. In many ways, a new community.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not comfortable. It's not easy.
Yeah.
How was that like for you?
I think instead of like thinking of it as me starting over, like, cause you know, I have all my, like my high school best friends still there, mm-hmm. you know, like one of my childhood friends who actually like writes with me and produces with me. He still lives there. You know, I had my sister there. She just moved to Denver, but you know, my sister was there. I have a good, like good community of friends there. Mm-hmm. I think I, for a time, I was extremely scared of everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to meet people. I'm gonna stay home, you know. Though people think I am very, very outgoing. Again, people are all at my house. I don't leave my house. I never leave my house.
People are going to you.
To me. You come to me. I don't go to you. Uh-huh. But I have to really just thank my friends for kind of just babysitting me, like, and like holding my hand throughout that whole time. I was really scared, but definitely having them with me the whole time really, I think, cushioned like mm-hmm. all the blows of all the bad thing that's happened. Cause yeah, there's so much drama. Dude, drama is everywhere. I think once you just realize drama is everywhere,
drama is life.
You just kind of like, okay, well, yeah. Whatever. And I don't know. I my parents are there too still. So you know, just kind of like going back to where I grew up, it's very nostalgic, and I just like am so like I'm way more appreciative of, you know, of my childhood mm-hmm. now that like I'm able to go back. I'm like, wow, I used to like hate this place. I just think it was so boring, but I think it's a really nice neighborhood now. So kind of, you know, just not wasting my time on worrying about it. And that's just like, just for you, like, I still do worry about it. I'm always, I'm still scared.
Yeah.
But to kind of just rewire myself and be like, no, I shouldn't waste my time worrying about this. I'm just going to take a deep breath, start the day, and see. Let's just see what happens, you know?
So, yeah, now that you're independent, mm-hmm. you have been putting out, I guess even before you were independent, yeah. you put out a mixtape.
Yeah.
Right? You went on tour, and then you just recently put out X.
Yes.
That was in what, September?
Yeah, it started in December, and then there's six songs, and they, I think, oh, no, when by the time this podcast is out, they're all out.
So how many songs?
Six songs.
Okay, total. All right.
Yeah, total. The last one, Stay Calm, released January 8th, I think. I might be wrong, but...
Two questions. Yes. Well, if you guys don't know, Amber edits all of her own stuff. Like, literally, she directs... That's your phone.
That's my phone dropped.
She literally directs and edits all of her own videos, which is insane.
No.
Like, that's... I don't know how you do that. You also write all your own music. You write the lyrics and you write the melodies. Do you do production as well?
I did more input.
Okay, yeah.
Rather
same.
Than... Doing
I don't
anything.
Touch that stuff.
I don't click buttons.
I don't like that. But that's a lot of work to put on yourself. Yeah. But with X, what was the goal? What's the message? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you?
So backtracking a little bit from the mixtape, I had a lot of theories in my head on the, and I also had like a lot of curiosity on like different processes in creating mm-hmm. art. And I, with, you know, the little money that I had, I was just like, I'm going to just try, you know, and like all the people that were involved in the mixtape, you know, they were just so kind, and it was just a really fun, creative, like, just situation. And then with X, what I wanted to do is now that I actually, I have some money, I have some backing now, and I'm gonna, and I can just do a little bit more. I wanted to kind of upgrade that. And when my managers were like, you want to do a video for every song? And I'm all like, yes. And they're all like, you're gonna get burnt out. And I don't think you should do it. Maybe just do three. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to do six.
Wow.
And it ended up turning into like eight because we have like different versions of certain songs. I am very burnt out, by the way. But it was a lesson that I wanted to, that I needed to learn.
On your own. Yeah.
On my own. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe I do say that now, but maybe the next album I might do the same thing. I don't know.
Oh, man.
But I don't know. I just love... storytelling. I think rather than I love music like with a passion. I do love videos and movies and just filmmaking in general. But I think that whole process of taking what you know, I wrote about and then putting it onto, you know, an actual like screen.
Right.
Is just that I don't know, there's a rush that you get. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, I've actually like
it's coming together.
It's like real now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm. It's honestly just all adrenaline and just happy vibes. I really, really just hate being on set and not being in a good mood.
Mm.
So, what's and my video team Uplifted Visuals. They're like they're okay. So I do a lot of things, but there's two guys, David and Alan. Alan is just like he's always just like getting. The short end of everything because I'm yelling at him half the time. And I'm like, Alan, do this. Alan, get this angle. Alan, no, cut off the tail and then extend the head a little bit to this clip and then put that 3 seconds and cut four frames off of this one.
Director Amber.
Yeah. And then David is the producer and he's always like, and I'm like, David, just get this and this and this. But I love you. I always try to, you know, when I'm, you know, I do get really flustered easily, but I always try to catch myself and be like, but I love you guys.
Right.
Please know that I love you guys. And I'm sorry, but I love you. And so, you know, they've gone through a lot with me. So we actually had to give one of the videos to one of my mentors. And we actually, the kissing video, the one that you saw.
Oh my God,
other people.
Dude.
We'll talk about that later. But Brad Wong is like one of my my mentors right now. And he's really like, we actually meshed two ideas together. Like my idea and his idea together and made other people. But David and Alan were like, thank you for not. Giving us one more video.
It's a lot of work. I still don't know how you do it. Was there like a story that you told through X that you're telling through it, or is it all like individually just different songs?
So X is literally just like I don't know. It's like a I like to call it just a mesh of like my past, because there's no like genre that I stick to. Mm. I literally just write what I feel. Mm-hmm. And the songs, I think from the time like maybe the first song was written to the, like the last one was, I think maybe like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So there were actually a lot of songs like in, you know, in the what do you call it? In the vault.
Yes.
In the vault. But I think those represented the most pivotal, the most pivotal points in my life. So, you know, Hands Behind My Back was just like a time I was like, you know, people are gonna like keep me from doing what I want to do, and they're gonna tie my hands behind my back and, you know, do that, then they don't know what I'm doing behind my back. Uh-huh. So that's their fault. You know, other people, I just got through a big, big breakup. And, you know, I was just so screwed up after the breakup. I was mm-hmm. really bad. I know we talked about me drinking earlier. I actually don't drink a lot.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I don't drink a lot.
I've maybe seen you once in my life drunk.
And I think the first time that, like, it was the first time, like, after the breakup, I started drinking alone. And that screwed me up.
That's not good.
Yeah, that screwed me up a lot.
Yeah.
And I was just like making bad choices. And I think there was, I decided to open up to one of my friends about it. And I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, I really lost myself, I mm-hmm. think, through that relationship. And what my friend helped me do was just like, hey, whatever you want to do, I'll do it with you. So we would work out together. We would go take dance lessons together. We would help each other. The funny thing, my friend just went through a breakup too.
Oh no.
So we were both screwed up. Just really like bad.
Yeah.
So I just really wanted to write a song about like, I'm going to replace every negative thing I feel with something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's just for that moment, just to numb the pain, I'm going to try and get over, you know, me being lost. Yeah.
And that's how you and Mike started breaking out.
Okay.
And scarring me and Ailey.
Okay. The thing is that the original script before I gave it to my mentor was way worse.
What were you
thinking? It was going
thinking?
To be with multiple guys with Man. Way steamier scenes.
You were just going to be mad yeah. hookup Amber.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else, but
it was
being PG.
Like the original script was actually very, very, it's very hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's not that it's what I am doing. It's what I wanted to do.
Okay. You know? So it's like all imagination.
Yeah. And like the video now is it does have that because I don't.
To it, yeah.
Okay. Spoiler alert. If you guys have not watched the Other People music video.
She sucks
here.
Face. Like,
pause the video right now and go watch it and then come back.
It was shocking. Yeah. Literally, okay, let me set the tone for you guys. People have seen this reaction. A, I didn't really realize that you were filming us doing it. And then I saw it and I laughed out loud. But Amber, Ailey, and I, we just happened to be in LA at the same mm-hmm. time. Like, none of us planned it.
Yeah.
But Amber and Ailey were going to have lunch. And I was like, I'll drop by for like, I think like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I got to go. And Amber goes, hey, do you want to see my new music video? And we're watching it. And I screamed. I think I screamed like a little schoolgirl. And Amber and Ailey was just like, I don't even know.
She was like, Amber?
Yeah.
Amber.
It was wild. And not only was there a lot of kissing and tongue, there was a lot of like
touching
boob grabbage on the man. Like you like felt him up. And I was like,
yeah,
this is like
that
a
happened.
Very sexual video.
Yeah.
All to say, if you're into it, you're into it.
Yeah.
We were just not ready.
Yeah. And like the thing was, is that like when I put that scene in, like whether it's the old script or like the video that it is now, it was literally what I wanted to do. Cause I wanted to like make my ex so jealous that I was with somebody else. Or like, you know, maybe if I felt like something with somebody else, maybe, you know, I'll get over
it.
It's
a sign that you're moving on.
Yeah. But, you know, I didn't suck someone's face. Don't worry. Like, in real life. Like, not, like, other than the video. Like, really.
Wait, what? We're going to make a tagline called Amber Sucks Face.
But yeah, but the okay, spoiler alert, like the whole thing is that the whole scenario and all that stuff was all in my head, you know,
right.
And I wanted to do all these things to make my ex jealous.
Right.
But, you know, yeah. And yeah, that happened. And then segue, curiosity happens, which like, I actually want to try to meet somebody. I want to actually, like, I've been so calculative when I meet somebody. Like, I never really casually dated. And I think it's because I'm so conservative, like, with like, okay, if I'm going to meet you, I want to marry you. Like, if I'm going to date you, it means I want to marry you. But I'm kind of like at a place where I'm like, maybe I should just date around. Like, right. I'll control the butterflies a little bit, you know, and just kind of like see if I just want to, if I like somebody, let's just see where it goes,
mm-hmm.
and like not have any expectations.
Right.
Still figuring that out, but oh well.
I mean, look, yeah. It's, you know, aside from maybe that being your personality, I think another part of it is that you grew up in a K-pop system for more than 10 years.
Yeah, dating where is very, very secretive.
It's like you're paranoid all the time about dating. And so when you make a commitment to date somebody, there's so much more that goes into it than a normal, not, I don't want to say normal, just like a non-public figure's dating life. And so a lot of people, they're just like, what? That's not, that doesn't make sense. But for people who are living a different life, like we are, it's a different experience.
Yeah, and it was like crazy because like, when I've dated, you know, I've dated a celebrity before and I've dated, you know, people that weren't in the industry, and it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
And like with me dating with celebrities, it's just like kind of like, okay, like we both know what we're getting into and we're both willing to take that burden on. But when I was dating somebody that was, you know, not in the industry, you know, though, you know, during the first like couple months of dating, like we were good, and like they're like, okay, no, yeah, I'm willing to take on the pressure and all that and blah 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 blah. It's still like, I think later on, like the reason why, you know, we broke up was because I think they couldn't handle it.
Right. It's so hard.
It just sucks. It's not easy. I don't blame them. I really don't.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to force someone to take that burden on for me.
Fair enough. Because
you know, this job is my choice.
Fair enough.
And I, you know, yeah. Me and Eric have a marriage pact.
Look.
Actually, no. Eric has like a marriage pact with so many people.
People just... I'm like insurance for mad people. They're just like, look.
Hey, me and Eric's marriage is strictly for business.
We're just like... I can't say this. I can't say this out loud.
It's fine. We'll go over it.
I was going to say something. I was like, no, shut up. Shut up. Don't say anything. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have this new... Is it, you call it EP, I guess?
It's an EP, yeah.
Right. What's next? You're on tour.
Yeah. So, all the songs are out. We have, we talked about Curiosity. So there's Numb, Ready for the Ride, Stay Calm all came out. Check those out if you can, please. I'm on, by the time this is airing, I am on tour right now, Tour X. We're just having fun. We got the band back together.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, I don't know, I enjoy tour the most. I'm pretty sure you're the same too. Like, touring is like the most fun.
It's fun.
And you know, you gotta meet the fans face to face. You're really like, you're like 2 feet away from them,
right?
And and it's really, really, I guess, satisfying to see that there were actually people in place that you've never been to that were fans of you,
right?
You know, my first tour, the Gone Rogue tour, which was in 2018, I never went to Chicago before. And that was my first show.
Mm.
And to see that there were like, there was like almost a full house, I was like, I've never been here, but there's people that like me.
They love me. What city are you most excited about this time?
To be honest, Atlanta. Your hometown. Yeah, because like you talk about Atlanta so much, and I'm just like, I really want to go.
It's cool.
It's cool.
There's not actually Atlanta's. There's not much to do, but it's just like a comfortable place to live.
I just honestly just really want to go to that show and just like talk a bunch of smack about you.
So what are you planning for after? Are you going to take a break?
Me and the team are trying to get an actual world tour set up. We're working on that. It's just I have a lot of things on the back end in the works. So. I've been doing a lot of auditions
for film, TV,
for acting.
Okay.
had a couple close calls, but dang it. It's okay. It'll okay.
It'll come.
Yeah, just trying to figure out where everything is going to go. And I'm also right now working on my LP.
Oh, wow.
So another album. I just always have songs, though, you know.
Yeah.
There's always songs.
I got a question for you. What scares you? Because, and I say that because I feel like you're an incredibly, how do I say this? Not only are you a hard worker, you're also passionate and you're also very courageous in terms of how you approach things. And I say that because there aren't many people who leave a system that's as structured as a place mm-hmm. like SM mm-hmm. and stay driven and motivated mm-hmm. to just keep pushing through. It's not easy.
Yeah. Well, I think first of all, with any like, I think any like a system like SM, it's not a bad thing. It definitely works for people. Works for people. Again, we're not like saying this in a negative light, but I think there are so many talented idols out there that, you know, their work styles just don't match that system. Mm. But I think because we start so young, we only know that system.
Right.
And I think, not that it scares me, but I think trying something new is scary to people.
Right.
And for me to, you know, that I made the decision to leave it, I honestly feel a great amount of pressure, especially for, you know, our generation of artists that are like, there's a lot of people that I debut with have like been leaving their companies.
Right.
And, you know, I definitely see in the comments, oh, now that she's left, she's a flop, not irrelevant, blah, blah, blah. And I see that. And to be really honest, again, there are so many talented idols out there that mm-hmm. are just so passionate and they're great people and they have the craziest and coolest ideas. And, you know, it just kind of, but we're just scared. A lot of people are just scared. You know, I think a couple of days ago, one of my friends in a really successful idol group right now was, you know, having second thoughts and just like, I'm getting older. I don't know what to do. And I was just like, hey, you know, just try.
Yeah.
The only thing you can, the only way you're going to find the answers is to try.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always going to make mistakes.
Right.
Again, you know,
right.
I think going back to your question of what my biggest fear is, I think it's to let people down because I don't need to be a huge star. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be the number one, like most secret idol, like a person or artist ever, or like anybody even memorable. Like, I don't need that. All I want to do is literally just set up a platform for the next generation mm-hmm. to hopefully, you know, have their chance.
Right. Right.
That's literally all I want to do. Cause no, I've had the pleasure and the honor of being number one before. You know, I have an amazing fan base. I have all the, like, I feel love every day. But, you know, I think it's time for me to give back. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think definitely disappointing people too mm-hmm. is definitely something that I fear very mm-hmm. much. On a lighter note, I'm very scared of bugs.
Worst bug.
Oh, spiders.
Spiders?
Spiders. Scary. Really? Tarantula. Scary.
Oh, yeah. I don't like those. Yeah. Do you like cockroaches?
No, they're fine.
They're okay. It's just spiders.
They're kind of cute. They're just like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think, you know, whatever. I think whatever comes, like, all I want to do is just, I don't want people to feel like in art, they have to be number one to be successful.
Right.
Definitely where I find the most inspiration are people like that actually, like, quote unquote, don't have a name. That's where I find a lot of my inspiration from. But honestly, without them, how would I have been inspired to have and then have the platform that I have?
I feel like you bring up a great point. I've spoken about this on this show before, but I think one unfortunate thing about working in the K-pop industry is that we have these ridiculous systems of ranking people.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else in other countries, I don't think, are really ranking people. Like,
I think, well, so I had a really, really interesting conversation with one of my friends who is also an artist, but also owns their own company.
Oh, okay.
So she was saying that she understands that, like, artists are frustrated mm-hmm. and that, you know, that they want to do what they want to do. But after becoming a CEO, she also understands how you have to keep a business afloat.
Right.
So again, for example, I'm not going to speak for SM, but for example, because I have been in my company, there's an overhead. You got to pay your employees. Right. You got to make sure that you guys are on quota. Are you guys in the red or the red with green? Are you guys on projection? Stockholders, like, there's a lot of things to worry about as a CEO.
Right.
And in to put simply, you as a business person are just trying to make money using the art. So of course the art and the business are always going to clash.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a, you have to, it's when it doesn't match, there has to be efforts on both sides to understand
each other.
Yeah, to compromise. But when there obviously isn't a compromise, then obviously one's going to be better than the other.
Right.
So I get both sides, but, you know, every artist will have, you know, their own way of doing things. Every mm-hmm. business will have their own way of doing things.
Right.
So again, it's like, I think the K-pop, quote unquote K-pop system that it is right now is just so universal here in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the only way to do things, but it's changing.
Right.
It's changing now, you know?
Right. That's exciting. And I hope it changes.
Yeah.
Fast.
Progress. We like progression.
We like progressiveness here.
Progressive.
We're progressives. Okay. So my next question is, I mean, I feel like we've done very serious topics and we're going to just stay in that lane. Okay. We might as well.
Might as well.
And I'm very cautious about bringing this up because I feel like it's a very sensitive topic.
Mm.
But, and we briefly touched on it on this show a few months ago, but one of your former bandmates, Soli, passed away late last year. How have you been? How did that affect you? Like, has that affected your life or how you think about things in any way?
There are times when I think that, like, you know, I've accepted it. And then, even before I came here, I was scrolling through my phone with pictures and I came across one of our old photos and it hits me again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been kind of like, I guess, a battle in that way, but you know, I was really silent about it during the whole time.
Right.
It's just like it just came out of nowhere. You know, and you know, shortly after that, Hara also passed as well. And it's been hard.
Yeah.
It's weird because, you know, these are people that I, like, these two friends that I have, like, we grew up with, essentially, you know. Hara was actually one of my first friends in the industry as well that was outside of my company. And she, like, you know, she took care of me too. You know, and I don't know. Like, it's a process every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, I think, more willing to share, I guess, my feelings about this with my friends now these days. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, I think for me personally, you know, I don't think I've been very, very open about my, I've been open about my struggles in the way that I am morally, like, you know, this is how I am. But I think on a real, real level, I think I've really bottled in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, apparently, like, one of my friends was like, hey, like, let's talk about it. Like, I can see that you're not, like, good right now.
Yeah.
But, it's hard to talk about, but I think hopefully by me talking about it, I can just bring light to a situation and a problem that goes on, in this world, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, I honestly just hope that we can be kind to one another.
Yeah.
I think it's honestly for me to say, oh, let's just be kind to one another. It's like, oh, it's simple, but I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember one of my fans reposting something that I wrote like years ago. It's like, if we all sing the same melody, how can there be harmony?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, good job, Amber. I think there's a lack of, you know, Eric, there's times when me and you don't agree, mm-hmm. but we're fam. I think we are.
Talk it through.
We're talking. But like, it's like having this understanding of trying to understand each other.
Right.
Is, I think, what's lacking the most these days of what I see with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I am, and of me, of course, too. Because again, I'm quick to judge as well. That's why I'm human. Mm-hmm. But to catch myself and be like, okay, wait, what's going on? Don't get angry. Let's see what we can do.
Right.
Can we talk it out?
Right.
Is it the right time to talk? We don't know. But just to have meaningful conversations and, just create an atmosphere of just no judgment is what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember just kind of being scarred by people that I used to share my problems with. And they would tell me, you shouldn't feel like that. You have everything you want.
Mm.
You should be happy where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel like that. Like, you know, like it's like I personally, like now that a couple years have passed and I'm getting older, I think one thing that I've definitely realized is that you can't deny someone their emotions.
Right.
You cannot deny someone their emotions and whether that emotion is right or wrong. But if that emotion is right, let's see how we can, you know, how we can cater to it and like let it down slowly. If that emotion is wrong, how do we, number one, love that person? And how do we hopefully let them see a different, the other side?
Right.
But to learn to be patient is something that I'm always working on,
right.
Even with myself.
Because
I'm always beating it like, why did I not do this? Why did I do this? Why am I wrong? Why am I stupid? Why am I why am I worthless?
Yeah.
And I think that's something that everybody goes through. Mm-hmm. And to realize that, you know, take it a day at a time. Take it slow. You know, I might have these really, really dark thoughts right now. But let me try to search for a light, mm-hmm. no matter how dim it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that I hope that people can understand is that I think the world will give you a problem that instead of like, burdening yourself with like this problem that you're dealing with, it's to realize like, what can I learn from this?
Mm-hmm.
What is the world telling me today mm-hmm. that I need to learn? Mm-hmm. And just try to find, again, that no matter how dim it is, that light.
Right.
You know?
I mean, that's great. I think what, to kind of summarize what you're trying to say is mm-hmm. A, people should just not judge each other and be nice mm-hmm. to each other.
Yeah.
And B, personally on a level, it's more of, let's try to be as understanding of whatever situation we're mm-hmm. in.
Yeah.
In a whatever case.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like the vibe that I'm getting. But no, I think it's I agree with you. And I also think it's important and to just even talk about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when I look at, you know, I've done so many interviews in the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an unavoidable question.
Yeah.
For as big of a force that K-pop is, there are also a lot of like
yeah.
unfortunate events that happen.
Yeah, of course.
And so I get asked a lot. And like, I personally did not know Sully or Hara or a lot of these people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there needs to be a discussion and a dialogue yeah. about being nice to each other
yeah.
and like mental health
yeah.
and things. It's frustrating because you would think that there should be things set up for these things to change.
Yeah.
And hopefully this is a huge wake up call.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was even reading an article the other day, somebody who's been covering these unfortunate incidents for so long. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it looks like it's going to change, but will it really? And
yeah.
I want to say yes. Like I want to be mm-hmm. optimistic. I want to say we can get
yeah.
there, but it's only through
yeah.
these types of dialogues that we can
yeah,
kind of
course.
Encourage change as well. So
yeah. One thing I like to add to that is like you can't like, you know, the government or you know whoever like person can be all like, well, we'll just stop comments. We'll stop this. Like yeah, that it can help. It can. You know, it's a try, but you know, one thing that I really believe in that I'm still figuring out is that you know. Well, why don't we change hearts instead of, you know, instead of hindering someone from trying to do something, it's just more like, how do we change your mind?
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like, you know, I'm learning to be more honest with myself because, you know, like, I think being in the public, we have to always be happy.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to, you know, be smiling and mm-hmm. nothing's wrong. But I even remember, like, back then when I started writing music and I started giving my demos to the label, they'd be like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "What?" They're like, "No, like, you're like, your music's like really sad." I'm like, "I'm fine." Like, but you know, I'll say flat out right now, I'm seeing a therapist, you know. Mm-hmm. I need it, and I think I have a lot of things that I'm trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I want to be open about it is that, like, I'm not afraid and I'm not ashamed that
you
I'm getting
be.
Help.
Yeah.
And I think anybody out there that, you know, needs to talk to somebody, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, you should not be ashamed of you trying to, you know, take care of your mind.
Right.
If you break a bone, you go to see a doctor.
Right.
If you are thinking bad things or there's something wrong or you don't know how to do something, go see a therapist.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And anybody who, you know, thinks that that's weird, you know, I hope that you can change your mind and see that it's something that, you know, a lot of people do need.
Right.
And I hope that it's that mental health is not something, seeking to better your mental health is not something that is weird.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's not. And I think it's a perception thing where I feel like in the States particularly, most of my friends, I'd say more than 50% of my friends, I think, have therapists. And it's not always because they have like a condition or anything. Like, some people just go to talk.
Yeah.
Because it helps just to talk.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. One interesting thing that I actually asked my therapist was, like, why did you ask me to actually talk with you more, especially when I'm not going through something?
Mm.
And she was actually saying that when you are calm and you can think mm-hmm. clearly, you are able to talk more clearly
mm-hmm.
and actually analyze what you're saying.
Right.
As you talk about it, rather than when you're going through a crisis. Yeah, obviously people will go to you know, therapists when they're going through a crisis. But you're high emotion. You're like not listening.
Right.
You're just saying things.
Right.
And then obviously the therapist is going to try to do their best to help resolve that crisis that's going on. But when you talk calmly and with a clear head, you can actually understand, you can actually like talk clearly about like your background, and you can dig into things that are very, very that you would have thought of if you were not thinking clearly.
Right.
You know, so it's very interesting. And yeah, you know, it's I think everybody be healthy, please.
Yeah.
Physically and mentally.
Absolutely. I mean, I've said this before, like if you are feeling not in a good place or if you need help, like, do not hesitate to reach out to people. Like
mm-hmm.
Some people can't afford a therapist, but there are people who love you, like your family or your friends,
mm-hmm.
like who will listen to you, who even if they don't understand 100% what you're going through, they're there to listen to you mm-hmm. and to help you through it as much as possible.
Yes.
But again, like, thank you for sharing that I think it speaks volumes to people who may think that seeing a therapist or, you know, talking through it is weird. It's not. Think that way, I'm sorry. That's very close-minded of you.
Yeah,
and it's because and you are maybe potentially in a very, very lucky situation where you haven't been through horrible or very painful or
mm-hmm.
Situations. But and hopefully you never will. But there are people who have, and they have every right to be happy and healthy in
mm-hmm.
every sense of the word. So, if you guys need it, get it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The world is a really weird, dark, but also light. Oh my gosh, I can't even talk right now. The world is a very, very weird, happy and sad place.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to need help. Like, everybody needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've helped me a lot, Eric.
You've helped me too. We all help each other.
High five.
High five.
Yes. Teamwork.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I think I'm glad to hear that you're getting through it. Mm. I couldn't have imagined that it's been easy in any way. But
I think you're still trying.
Yeah. You know that I'm here. You have a lot of great people around you. So, but yeah, on that note, we should just like talk about something happy.
Yeah.
What are you listening to recently?
I've been obsessed with
me.
Okay. There. I really like. Was it? Is it Wonder?
Oh yeah, you makes, like that
makes,
song.
Makes me wonder. What,
yeah, Wonder.
Wonder. It's called Wonder. Okay. Yeah. I like that song. I really like Come Through as well.
Well, thank you.
But who cares about Eric? Anyways, I've actually been listening to a lot of my friends' music these days. So like with Ailey's album, there's a song called Midnight that I love.
Uh-huh.
Midnight. There's that. My friend Arden had like Arden Cho. I've been actually like, I was in the studio with her. So I've been actually like researching her stuff. So there's one. So I'm actually trying to like also write a lot for a lot of other people.
Cool. So you're trying to write for Arden these days.
Yeah. Trying.
I'm sure it's going
to
be.
And this is only trying. Not yet. Red Velvet just came out with some stuff.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Oh,
they're so cute. I love them so much. Oh, stan Red Velvet, please. So everything, honestly, this has all been friends because like everybody's been releasing music. So I'm just like, you know what? Friend playlist party.
Perfect. Perfect.
So there's
Thank you
that.
For supporting.
Yeah. I've streamed your album like once. That was it.
That's it? I actually can't watch your music video because I'll
it's
puke.
It's fine. You don't need to watch it.
people keep sending me like the GIFs and I'm just like, God. I can't. Stop it.
You actually had such a dad reaction.
I was literally, I had no idea what was going on. I was like, oh, okay.
That was actually one of like the most like funnest days ever because when we took the stack photo.
Oh, yeah.
And I found the old stack photo.
Yeah, that was fun.
So there's a thing where, you know, me, Ailey, and Eric stack on top like a totem pole kind of thing. And we took a picture that day. It's on my Instagram or... Is it
I think it's on all of ours.
I think it's on all of our Instagrams. And then we had one 5 years ago, too.
Yeah. I can't believe it's been 5 years, dude.
I know, that's crazy. Dude, wait, how old was I? I don't know. I was 22.
So I was 20, like, 6.
Yeah. Wow. You were young.
Oh, gosh.
You were so young.
I'm an old grandpa.
Old grandpa, Eric.
So we have a Discord, and we jumped in there for some questions for you. Okay. So we have just a couple. All right.
Okay, cool. Shoot. Let's go.
Here we go. Well, we did the songs.
I have a Discord too, actually.
You do?
That's a...
Ni hao, Jack Jack. How's Jack Jack?
Jack Jack is good. He knows Trin Trin now. Trin Trin's like circle.
Trin Trin?
Trin Trin.
Oh, circle, circle.
So circle, circle. So he'll put his nose in the circle.
Oh.
So go Trin Trin, you go, ha! And he puts his nose right in like right in the circle. I was going to say something bad.
Let's see. We have... What do you think your pet would name you?
Servant.
Servant. Okay.
Yeah, because Jack Jack's like... Give me food. Why aren't you holding me?
Feed me, human.
Do you know I exist? Hey, hello. Like, oh, attention. You want to roll over to that side of the bed? Then I will take over the middle side of the bed.
I'll take over your entire bed.
Yeah.
All right.
Just like crawls on top of you. Just sits there.
It's dogs.
Yeah.
That's what they do. These are like really deep.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
What is the greatest downfall you've ever had? That's really like, I don't even...
The greatest downfall. Wow. Oh.
For Geeky 400.
Do you actually really want to know?
What is my biggest downfall?
Wait, like, is this like downfall as in like personality-wise or like...
I don't know.
Experience?
Okay. Whatever you want to think it is.
Okay. How about if we're allowed to like edit it a little bit, like what's our biggest kryptonite? How about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
On a lighter note, gummies.
Gummy bears.
I will do anything for gummy candy. I think that's... Gummy candies is one thing. Number two, I think my biggest kryptonite is... Wow, what is my biggest kryptonite? What's your biggest kryptonite?
Oh my God. Oh yeah, germs. I hate germs.
You hate germs?
I hate germs.
There's germs on there right now.
I mean, I'm like... I wash my hands like 50 times a day. I'm not kidding.
My biggest kryptonite, I actually found out now.
What?
When my friends call me to... for a favor or ask me to do something and it's like jump on a plane, come to Korea.
That's crazy. Who would do that?
I don't know.
That's insane. That person is that, crazy. Yeah.
Eric is my kryptonite.
That person is just rude.
I'm just making the Eric Burr ship sail right now.
All right. Last one. Mm-hmm. Something that you've always wanted to do, but you couldn't because of various reasons. But you want to do. This is from Me Banana.
Oh. Two things. I've always wanted to like learn piano and guitar for like the actual music theory. Like I know how to play guitar, like chords and stuff, but like learn it musically. This is why I can't produce.
Oh, me too.
Tell me like enough. Produce a song. Like I can do like a like mediocre beat.
You could do
like,
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah. I tried to produce. It's horrible. Like I can't get chords for my life.
No,
but
it's not worth it.
So like learning piano and actually music theory, I get it and I know how to like tell a producer like what I want to do, mm-hmm. but to actually do it, like, nah, no.
Okay.
But the second thing is actually skydive.
You never skydive?
I don't want, I want to, but I also don't want to. I'm scared of heights.
I did it. It was fun.
Good job.
It was really fun.
Want a cookie?
Actually, I do. I would love a cookie right now.
Want a cookie?
Yeah.
There's cookies outside.
Yeah, I need to go get a cookie.
I can get you a cookie.
Anyways, we're going to start wrapping it up. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me here.
On this episode. It's been good seeing you. Please, everybody, if you have a chance, go check out Amber's music on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Music.
Yes,
right?
Everything.
And she's also on tour. Anything you want to say to your fans?
I love you guys. Thank you guys so much. And again, take care of yourselves physically and mentally. Know that you are not alone and that you are loved.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day, week, night, whatever, wherever you are. Please go ahead and subscribe to the Dive Studios. On YouTube, you can see the full video of this interview at some point on that channel. Also, you can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and go to Apple Podcasts. And I beg of you, please leave us a rate and review. It'll be my Valentine's Day gift because I'm alone.
Oh my God. And you'll go check out Eric on tour too. I'm on tour. Eric's on tour. Everybody's on tour.
We're on tour. We'll see you on the road, guys.
Yes. Meow, meow.
Bye-bye.
Meow.
Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Diva with Eric Nam.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hey, listeners, I'm Rachel Thomas, host of Tilted a Lean In podcast. We bring you conversations at the intersection of gender and culture, highlight people who inspire us, and share expert stories to help you make the playing field a little less tilted.
Burnout is the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you have to do while still worrying that you are not doing enough.
That's a feeling so many women are all too familiar with, and research backs it up. Women are shouldering a much heavier workload and showing more signs of burnout than men during COVID-19. I wanted some answers, so I spoke with two experts on the topic, Ariana Huffington and Emily Nagoski, for advice on preventing burnout in our own lives. I hope you'll tune into this episode and subscribe to Tilted, a Lean In podcast on Acast or wherever you listen.
Acast recommends.